By the way, George, we've spoken a lot about the Bible and Christianity. Could I just say that my book is really, you know, I don't want to appear as coming over here as a Bible thumper. As I said, I want to allow people to make up their own mind. My book is squarely about the UFO phenomenon. It traces the history of them. It traces the science behind it. Whether it's possible or not, it looks at the research of all the heavyweights like J. Allen Hynek and Jacques Vallée and Jean Kiel.
All giants in the field.
That's right. So I just want to say there, it's not little Joe Christian here, I believe, if people read the book, but trying to impose his evidence upon the, or his view upon the evidence. We try to look at the evidence, because even myself, I wanted to find a satisfying conclusion and get to the bottom of what's going on. Now, you know, it talks about alien abductions, for example. There's a whole chapter on that. So people can be, if they get it, I'm just saying, we're talking about Bible and science issues, but if they read the book, you know, they're not going to be bombarded with that, and I think that I think they're finding a satisfying read as well.
I think so. I think absolutely. As a matter of fact, you make a very little reference of the Bible in this story and in this book. Indeed. When you wrote this book, because it is, you know, you do lay out a lot of facts. Gordon Cooper, for example, the late Gordon Cooper, astronaut.
Yep.
I mean, he's convinced that he saw something of unknown origin. When you hear things from people like that, I interviewed him.
Yep.
It makes you really stop and say, you know, this could be real. So are you saying people are misinterpreting what they're seeing?
No, I mean, you know, Hynek and others and sociologists will tell you that 90% of UFOs can be explained by natural or man-made phenomena. But let's take someone like Hynek. You know, he was a physical scientist working in Project Blue Book, and he said, yes, I can explain 90%. But even within that unexplained, you know, percentile, he said these things defy naturalistic explanation.
Right. And he changed his view.
They've changed shape. They, you know, fly at speeds and do U-turns that defy the laws of physics. He says a nuts and bolts craft cannot do that. And even he himself reached the conclusion, which brought him great pain as a physical scientist. As he described it, he says, I believe that there is a paraphysical or paranormal explanation or a paranormal reality to account for these things.
He changed his views over time as well. When he head up Project Blue Book, he was opposed to this.
He was a skeptic. He actually started as a skeptic.
Absolutely.
But, you know, in one way, I could say that even I started out as a skeptic, because I just felt that you know, most of this was make-believe or people were nutcases. But yeah, George, I've got to say, I've just finished a tour. I'm in Canada at the moment. I've just finished a tour of the US for the last 3 weeks, and so many people come up to me and share their stories and explanations and are really looking for explanations, because even within the Christian church, I don't think the church has been equipped to be able to help people with these problems. They're searching for answers. What did I really see? What really happened to me? And, you know, in some ways they're looking for closure. So I think the book will also be really, really helpful for people who are looking for answers as to what happened with them. Now, you know, as I said to you earlier in the show, I had to, in one respect, change my views, particularly when I got into the area of alien abductions.
Tell me why.
You know, what's happening to these people? You know, basically.
And they believe it. Whatever's happening, these people believe it's happening to them.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to confess, you know, I believe something is happening to them. There's no question. Something is happening to them. Some people are left with markings and bruises and lesions. And the disturbing thing, why I'm so troubled about it, George, is, you know, this idea of benevolent extraterrestrials. You know, they're older, they're more advanced, their technology is going to come and, you know, fix holes in our ozone, they're not allowed to allow us to destroy ourselves with nuclear bombs or whatever. But these so-called advanced extraterrestrials, that's what people believe, are supposedly abducting people in the middle of the night, you know, using crude instruments and, you know, forcing people to have sex against their will. And I mean, if they've been watching us, you know, for thousands of years, as people believe, don't they know the things that don't they know the harm that these things will cause to humans? You know, why are they doing these things? You know, most people a professor of psychiatry at Harvard by the name of Richard McAnally showed that every abductee he looked at and studied showed the same symptoms as war veterans, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome. So these people are badly affected. It's not consistent with the idea that benevolent extraterrestrials are actually visiting the Earth and, you know, conducting experiments for our own well-being, etc., which is really what a lot of the UFO literature tends to suggest, you know. And I think in a way, you know, I said before, you know, most people think, well, are we alone in the universe? It's not a good thought. As a Christian, of course, I don't believe we're alone in the universe. You know, I believe there is an answer, and I believe it's a lot more comforting than trying to put our trust in ETs that claim they are benevolent. You know, John Keel actually said he found that, and Jacques Vallée, I mean, he wrote the book Messengers of Deception.
Sure.
What does that tell you?